Today is the day of your consecration to Christ through Mary. And of course, like I said, I'm not doing them on the air, so I hope you followed along and you've done what needs to be done. And if you haven't done it yet, say the prayer later on today. If you haven't gone to confession because you can't because of the COVID-19, that's okay. Do an act of contrition. Think of all your sins and do an act of contrition. Watch the Mass. If you can see a Mass today, if you can't, do it tomorrow. And watch the Mass. And if you're not able to go to church, and that's fine with COVID-19. You're not able to go to church because of the COVID-19. Please don't feel you have to. Just watch the Mass and do a spiritual communion. And that's all is valid. And you have done the consecration. And we are prepared for the next, as we begin this next year and this next stage in our country, you are prepared. And spiritually. And that's going to play itself really powerfully in what we're talking about today. It's a continuation of yesterday's program. So I was laying the foundation yesterday for the whole concept of what I was teaching about the difference between atheism and Christianity. Now, Christianity, if we say we believe, well, the devil believes in God. So that doesn't mean anything. As a matter of fact, one of the things I thought of, if you think about it, it was easier for Moses to believe in God than you. And you can turn around and go, Moses, but Moses was this great prophet. Yes. And Moses literally saw God. He literally saw manifestations of God. He literally saw God. So it's easier for Moses to believe than you. It's easier for the apostles to believe than you. And Jesus said that. Okay, so by the way, as much as I kind of talked yesterday about the difference between atheists and Christians, give the atheists a break. Literally, you can, when they turn around and say, well, you know, you believe in God. Yeah, well, it is easier for Moses to believe in God than for them because Moses literally saw God. They're still trying to say, show me this God. Well, one of the things I've come to realize, this is why Jesus really railed against people who gave him lip service, because the devil believes in God more than you do. Because the devil sees God. He despises him. He can't get near him, but the devil believes in God more than you do. So, but clearly, if God exists, there must be signs of the presence of God that all can see. But they have to be aware of. They have to look in the right place. They have to understand this on the bigger level. And one of the problems of people who either trying to prove to people who don't believe or people who don't believe to begin with, you're looking too small. If you are thinking God, you have to look big. You have to think. So I think the good way to think about this is this. When I was at the Cathedral Holy Cross, one of the things I used to do these little scavenger hunts. It was a great way to teach the faith. It's go look for John the Baptist, a window that's got a picture of John the Baptist. Go look for, and I do that. Well, one of the things it would say is, go look for the largest cross in New England. So they'd be looking for, and they'd looking for these crosses, and they'd say, well, that's big, but I know there's a bigger one, and that's big. And finally, there would always be one in the group who'd finally get it. We're standing in it. I'd go, yes. It's the same thing with God. You're looking for God in all these small places. You prove to me, using the scientific method, that God exists. It's not going to work because that's too small. And you need to look on the bigger level. Now, let's think about some of the events that happened last week. Let's think of the whole thing. Now, the proof that God exists is not someone carrying a big flag that says Jesus 2020. The proof that God exists is bigger than what you're going to find here. But I think we can say that all the events and the struggles in our world and everything else are the proof of original sin. That's what Protestant theologian Reinhold Niebuhr said. Because if you can't explain to me why we have this division, then, and you can say, well, we have different positions. And this brings me back down to where I was going, where this actually discussion really started. And it's simply this. The problems in our country right now, people are fighting as political battles. They're political, and so they're political battles. So now you've got these horrible things going on. You've got these horrible planning. You've got people using weapons and everything else because they're fighting political battles. However, our true enemy is a spiritual force, not a political force. And that's why you have to understand that. As long as you are focused on them, whoever they are, and as long as you say we are going to defeat them, our spiritual enemies are defeating us. Because the real battle that humans fight is not each other, it is the spirituality, the principalities and powers. And where do you find the tools to fight them, meaning the spiritual force? Ephesians 6:10. And that, of course, is the spiritual armor. But ultimately, what it comes down to is if you want to defeat the spiritual force that is really the one that's taking great joy in our dissensions, you do it by seeking holiness. So the war we are fighting is a war for holiness. Take it out of the political realm altogether. Take it out of fighting them, whoever they are. We must seek holiness. That has always got to be our number one mission. We have to seek holiness. We'll talk more right after the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, Moss, Massachusetts, here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. Don't forget to visit CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, give us feedback of how the show is touching your life, of questions you might have, issues you want us to address. You can also send us prayer requests. You can donate to the program to help support our program and our project here from St. Anthony Parish. You can do all kinds of things. Read the blog. You can connect to our new Substack newsletter. We have a Substack newsletter that you can connect up to, and all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So, talking about what we're doing here. So, if you look at all of this that's happening, you can almost look at it and say, this is proving why God is trying to get our attention, because we cannot run the world the way we believe we can. It's kind of like, what's at the bottom of this whole thing? And if you're going to see on both sides, what's at the bottom of this whole thing is this concept, I want my world my way. And now we're seeing both parties are saying this. I want my world my way. Now imagine the scenario. You decide that you want a building. You want to build a, we'll say, a 15-story building. But you want it designed in such a way that you can have green space on the first floor. And you have decided the only way you can do that, I know this is about to sound kind of strange, is by levitating the building one floor. So the building is 15 stories, it's actually 16 feet, 160 feet high, 15 stories, because the bottom story doesn't exist because the building is levitating. And you're going to explain this to the developer, and the developer is going to say, that's impossible. But that's what I want. Well, that's good for you, but that cannot be done because it violates the laws of physics. And when we buy into this idea, I want my world my way, we're trying to build the world the way we feel it should be. But when we turn to the Lord and we recognize that really we have to accept the world the way it is, and then ask the Lord that we can make the world the way he wants it, that's a different ballgame. So it's like going to the developer and say, okay, well then how do we make green space but still not violate the laws of physics? So you understand that difference, that my world, my way is the way I want it to be done, but we want it, if you really want peace in the world, then the world has to be the way God wants it. St. Maximilian Kolbe expressed it this way. It was the formula. He kind of put it together as a mathematical formula of how to be a saint. And what he said was W plus W equals S. Capital W plus small w equals S. When your will matches God's will, that's how you become a saint. And it's in the Our Father. May your will be done. It's one of the petitions. I don't want my will to be done, Lord. I want your will to be done. I want you, our world, your way. And that begins by saying none of us have the answer to the way the world can be. Once we turn around and say, this is the way we feel the world should be, remember, we have to accept the way the world is. And we pray and we ask the Lord to make it the way we feel it should be, ultimately deferring to his will that the world is the way we feel it should be, but ultimately the way he wants to make it. Do you see that difference? And because a lot of people don't understand that, then you get lost in all these egos and all this, I want my world my way and everything else. And don't forget, when it comes to the atheists, it was easier for Moses to believe in God than for them, because Moses had proof of God all the time. The average atheist is saying, you show me where God exists. But remember, they're looking in too small a place. They're looking for too small a sign. We understand that God exists, but we've seen a bigger sign that we can't share with them as well, because they're looking for too small a sign. Do you understand that? But once people understand that God is, and they turn and they open themselves to God, that is the channel of peace that we need. Sister Helena Burns, tomorrow, have a blessed day. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.